He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the February 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We find out that technical analysis is pretty important in the markets, and I'll explain that here in a bit. We had a key number that the S&P 500 needed to get through, or it needs to get through, to begin a new up leg, and it struggled with that yesterday, and it struggled with it, and it tried. But it's all that counts is the close, and at the close, it couldn't make it, and it's struggling. And the S&P continues to go sideways here. Today, we're down almost 7 points on the S&P 500. We're at 1841. 1850 is the magic number right now that would push, that would get the S&P 500 to new all-time highs and maybe on its way to a new up leg. But as for now, 1850 acts as the ceiling. 1850 acts as resistance. And even though it tried mightily yesterday and several days intraday was above that level, that doesn't count. It's only that closing number, and you can see the market backing off today after battling that 1850 number. The Dow is at 16,152. The Dow is the weakest of the three big indexes here in the United States. The Dow is down 55 points today. The NASDAQ, which is the strongest of the indexes, which again hit new 13-year highs yesterday, it's backing off today. It's down 13 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,279. Gold is flat today. Gold is at 1337. I said that I would start to get interested in gold if it went above 1380. Well, it's headed in that direction, but it's not there yet. Crude oil is at 101.76. And we have the 10-year yield at 2.73%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson down here in San Diego, California, in the southwest corner. While most of Wall Street activity takes place in the northeast corner of America, down here in the southwest corner, we just ply our trade and we look for good buys, and those buys, those best stocks now in my book have to require three things. They have to be undervalued, they have to be top performers, and they have to have sweet technical patterns. Yes, that's a tall order. Yes, I'm a very demanding person when it comes to investing. And yes, there are stocks that meet that criteria. On any given day, there's about 250 right now that meet my performance and valuation criteria. Now, this is out of a field of 3,800, almost 3,900 now. But the technical performance is the last little obstacle that a stock needs to break through in order to become a candidate for my model portfolios. And I did add a few stocks yesterday to my model portfolios. In fact, in the next segment of the show, I'll talk about a very recognizable name that I did add to my model portfolio yesterday, a stock that I upped my target price on considerably yesterday. And who comes along? I swear they've got spies in the hallway here. The guys down the hall, Morgan Stanley, comes along, and they also up their target price. But I beat them to the punch. You can see my Twitter feed when I sent out my massive target upgrade on a well-known stock that I put away in my conservative growth large cap accounts yesterday. But having said that, that technical analysis to me is the last piece of the puzzle. How important is technical analysis? You know, a pure value investor, they don't care. They could care less about what the chart of a stock looks like. And in fact, they will say that to you in a quite deliberate and almost arrogant manner. What? I never look at a stock chart. Are you kidding? We here at Morgan & Whitney, we look for value, and we look for intrinsic value. We don't look at stock charts. almost if it's like witchcraft or palm reading or tarot cards or Ouija boards or something like this of the paranormal sort looking at a stock chart. The momentum investors, on the other hand, the performance investors, technicals are very, very important. And then, of course, you've got those in the extreme right side of the equation. That's all they look as technicals. Fundamentals, be damned. Valuations, be damned. Performance, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're buying a stock with strong technical patterns, it's probably got strong performance. But they're not really quantifying that performance. It's all they're doing is looking at the technicals. And me personally, I don't like to rely on any one of those. I don't think there was a time in my investing career when I relied solely on fundamentals and valuations. And I found that that had profound holes in it, profound holes in it. In fact, Jim Cramer, he prides himself on being a fundamentalist. He's not a technician. He's not a performance measurer. He is a fundamentalist. On the other side, you've got people that, again, rely completely on performance numbers. And back in 1999, in the year 2000, that was becoming a very popular discipline. Let's just buy the stocks that are going up. And those were the days when a stock would go public and go up 47% that day or 120% just on the IPO. What was the fundamental underlying that move in the stock? Well, it went public. It's now public, and it has .com after the name. Why wouldn't I buy it? And yet there was no fundamentals underneath to support it. So there's big holes, there's big gaps in my book, and just momentum investing. And, of course, the technicals only. If I were to choose one of the three that I relied on the most heavily, would probably be the technicals, because that does tell you the overall, that does give you a good look at the overall strength, the health, the vitality of the patient at any given moment in time. But I like to rely on all three. I like to have all three on my side. And like I say, it's a very tall order. So technical analysis in my book begins with technical analysis of the markets. And every week in my newsletter, the first technical analysis that I do is the big picture of the markets. Okay, now here's another very big consideration to make when you're doing technical analysis of the markets. Are you doing 1 week technical analysis? Are you doing 1 month technical analysis? 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years? You know what? I like to begin with the big picture. Let's put things into context, okay? You know what zooming in is. You can zoom in with your fingers now on an image on the on your iPhone or your iPad or on your computer. You can click on the zoom. You can begin with a map of Atlanta or Georgia. You can zoom down to the city of Atlanta. And you can zoom down to your backyard, okay? Well, technical analysis is the same thing. I like to first look at the primary trend of the market. Where are we at right now? Are we in a bear market? Are we in a bull market? That's a very important consideration. Very, very important. And if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know that a bull market began on March of 2009 and is still in force today in February of 2014. And in fact, on March the 9th, in just a couple of weeks, we'll celebrate the five-year anniversary of that bull market. The big picture is still up. The next chart I look at, and I really don't go any further than that, is a one-year chart. And as I looked at the S&P 500 over the weekend, I said, look, see, here's the line. I drew the line. The S&P 500 has attempted to get through 1850. It's attempted to break out of this prison one time, two times, three times, and again yesterday. Four attempts at a breakout. And each time it's been caught by the guards and hauled back to prison, and 1850 remains that resistance level. So how does that impact my investing? Well, I'm not quite as bullish as I usually am right now. I've been fairly cautious since the beginning of the year, even though I'm still about 75% invested right now, 25% cash on the sideline, somewhere in that neighborhood. But technical analysis at least gives you the overall temperature, the weather forecast, you know, the areas that we know are very important, the days that are important, the weeks that are important, the levels that are important. And on the bottom side, we know where the support is on this market. And if we were to break support, then I would get really, really negative. So in my book, technical analysis plays a very, very big part in the overall investing process. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm on Twitter during the day. I'm at Bill Gunderson. I have quite a few Twitter followers. I'm on the regular Twitter, and I'm also on Stock Twits, which is another group of Twitter folks that are commenting on the markets throughout the day, only they are specifically stock related over there on Stock Twits. And I go through my daily routine of flipping through my database here of stocks, of mutual funds, of sectors, of asset classes, and of indexes around the world, just to see where they rank one against another. And I'm looking for those trends. I'm looking for trends that are rising. I'm looking for trends that are strong. I'm looking for trends that are peeling over. And I obviously, with the name of the radio show called Best Stocks Now, and the name of the app called Best Stocks Now, and the name of the newsletter called Best Stocks Now, I'm looking for the very, very best, the elite, the Navy SEALs, the all-star baseball players in the group, because there's a lot of mediocrity in the stock market. I'm not going to settle for a Cisco or a IBM or one of these other stocks that have had their better days behind them. I mean, at one time, they were the great stocks. They were the best stocks now. But now you've got a little bit different bunch of stocks that are leading the market. A lot of it depends on conditions in the world, the global economy, the interest rate environment, what's going on in the emerging markets, what's going on in inflation. All of these things play into it. But in the end, there's always a certain group of stocks that's more favorable than others. And of course, for the last 15 months or so, it's absolutely without question been U.S. stocks. They have led the way in the world. Investing in any of the other markets, really any of the other asset classes, has been detrimental to your portfolio. It's watered down your returns. And in addition to this, it's been high-tech stocks. It's kind of been the glamour stocks, which they have their moments in the sun. We're looking at about a 15-month run now in this area of the market. And then eventually they have their comeuppance, and they'll have their big sell-offs, and they'll have their droughts when they're the ones that are out of favor and being left behind by the rains coming from the market investors. And one stock that I tweeted out yesterday, which I am watching Marcus Lemonis here on CNBC. I noticed that he's a follower of mine now on Twitter, so I'll have to get to know him a little bit. But anyways, one stock that I've had a track record of kind of bashing is a high flyer out of the Bay Area called Tesla. Well, you know, Tesla recently reported earnings, and I thought when I read through the report that it was a game changer for the company. And I waited for the new numbers to come out. And I plugged in the new numbers yesterday, and I took a look at my new target price, and I said, you know what? This stock had a phenomenal earnings report, and I raised my target price considerably on Tesla. And at the same time, I bought some shares in my my second foray into Tesla. I also bought some shares in my large cap accounts because Tesla is now a $28 billion market cap company. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, Gunderson, how in the world can you even begin to justify Tesla's valuation? Well, here we go. First, let's begin with the performance. All right. You know me. I like performance. Tesla has performance. Tesla, over the last 3 years, has delivered 113% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 12.2. All right, that's a pretty big gap between Tesla's performance and the market's performance. Over the last 12 months, I don't know that there's a bigger winner in the market than Tesla. Tesla, my numbers show 502%. Can that be right? Well, let's see. It was $33. That is right. It was $33 a year ago today, and now it's $246. Numbers don't lie. Tesla gets an A+. Momentum grade. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Valuation. Well, okay, we could look at it in a couple of ways. We could look at it first, say that it's trading at 39 times book value, which would make any intrinsic value investor puke. We could take a look at the price to sales ratio, which is now 12.78. We could take a look at the current P/E ratio, which is 276, and say this is a setup for a fall, just like the year 2000 when we had triple-digit P/E ratios. But that's not how I look at valuation. I take the earnings estimates of the company today, which I show on my app right now, $3.70 are the earnings estimates for next year. Tesla's anticipated growth rate over the next 5 years, this isn't my number, this is the consensus analyst estimate, 52% per year. So you can do the math at home when we get done here. You can take $3.70 and you can expand it in year one by 52%. What, you'd come up with about a $5 number. Then you can do it again, 52%. And extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years. Now, I'm not saying that it's a sure thing that they're going to meet those estimate expectations, but stocks trade on expectations. And right now, these are the expectations for Tesla. $3.70 in earnings over the next 12 months and an estimated consensus five-year growth rate of 52%. Those are the numbers I'm using. And when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for this stock with a 52% growth rate and gross margins that are going through the roof right now, I come up with a $395 five-year target price. Yesterday I sent out a tweet. I said I just raised my target price considerably on Tesla, and I took a position in the stock in my large cap growth accounts. This was yesterday around 11 a.m. or something like that. And today I see that Morgan Stanley has upped their target, which they're down the hall from me. They get on the elevator. They always say, hey, we use your app, blah, blah, blah. I think they stole it from me. They're upping their target price. Tesla is blowing up to the upside. It's up $28 per share. Pretty good call. You might want to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I just want to finish up one little bit that I left out as we were going to the break. I was just finishing up my analysis of Tesla and telling you why I added it to my conservative growth portfolios yesterday. Well, the last bit of that puzzle is the overall ranking, and Tesla currently comes in at number 86 out of 3835. Yesterday it was 146, and I really liked what I saw, especially in the valuation when I redid my valuation yesterday on it, and that's why I bought it. And lastly is that all-important stock chart. And if you look at a stock chart of Tesla right now, you will see, it looks like a liftoff down at Cape Canaveral. That's what that looks like. That's all it needs underneath that little boost there is some smoke, you know, coming out of it, rocket fuel. That's what this stock looks like right now. One of the darlings of our day. Okay, well, this next stock isn't as sexy. And it's not as glamorous. It uses old technology, I suppose, compared to Tesla technology. But Tesla's founder, Elon Musk, is also involved a bit in this industry. And, you know, it's been a very difficult time over the last several years for income investors. That's why I've gone to alternatives for income. The traditional places to go for income are down to your bank. You get a CD, and you know, I think what, a one-year CD is probably about 1%, something like that. You'll double your money every 72 years if you live that long. And of course, bonds are another way that people go to get income. But in a rising interest rate environment, the principal of your bonds is at risk. So I've gone in a completely different direction and have put together, cobbled together a portfolio of a little of this and a little bit of that, an eclectic mix of stocks that pay dividends. So we're getting our income from the dividends that are paid by these stocks. And along with that, we've got some pretty significant capital appreciation. My little collection of stocks that I call my income and growth model portfolio, which I publish every week in my newsletter, was up 21.7% last year. I got about 4.5% from the dividends, and I got the other 17 or so percent from capital appreciation. Now, that's the best of both worlds, isn't it? Bond investors, you see, they got real used to that over the years. Not only were they able to get their bond yield, but they also got capital appreciation from interest rates going down and the principal of their bonds going up. They got real used to that. Now they have just the opposite. They're getting their income still, but they're not getting their capital appreciation. In fact, they're getting capital depreciation. So what's an investor to do? Well, in my mind, you move on over to the equity side of the ledger. Instead of being a lender, you be an owner, because the stock market has been blowing away the bond market now for the last 18 months. And I think going forward, I think it's going to continue to outpace the bond market by a wide margin, unless for some really strange reason interest rates should start to fall again, which is hard for me to imagine with the Fed that's tapering and the bond market losing its biggest buyer in the Fed. It's just hard for me to imagine lower interest rates going forward. So I think it's time, and I said this 18 months ago, for income investors to rethink. And if your guy or gal still is saying, no, this is the best place to be, the bond market, you want to be a lender, you want to add to the debts, piles and piles of debt here globally, and create more debt by loaning someone some money, I don't like that strategy right now. Instead, I like the strategy of buying stocks, owning them, collecting dividends. One such good example right now that I can give you is Alaska Air Group. which runs Alaska Airlines, headquartered in Seattle, Washington, where we're heard on KKOL every morning at this time. Alaska Airlines is now a $5.9 billion market cap company. It's a mid-cap U.S. stock. U.S. stocks continue to be a sweet spot in the market. Mid and small cap stocks continue to be even a sweeter spot in the market right now. And dividend-paying stocks in this arena have a little added bonus to them. They pay a little bit of a check every 6 months, 4 months, depending on the stock. Right now, the dividend yield on Alaska Air isn't great, but it's 1.2%. It's more than you're going to get on a CD at the bank. And you're going to have the potential for capital appreciation along the way. Now, most of the stocks in my income portfolio average more in the 4 or 5% area. I made an exception for Alaska Air because it has paid a steady dividend over the years. But it also offers, in my opinion, very attractive capital appreciation potential. And the stock has delivered over the years. Over the last 10 years, Alaska Air, ALK, on the New York Stock Exchange, has quietly delivered 20% per year to investors. That is really good for an airline stock. I don't know who the CEO of Alaska Airline is, but you know what? My hat's off to the management team, who has treated the shareholders quite kindly over the years. I don't remember Alaska going bankrupt or needing federal bailout money. Instead, they've quietly returned 20% per year to investors over the last decade, while the market's delivered just 5% per year. Over the last 5 years, the returns have been nothing short of phenomenal on Alaska Air. The stock has returned 47% per year, while the market's delivered 19% per year. And over the last 3 years, Alaska Air has delivered 42% per year, while the market's delivered just 12%. In fact, when I stack Alaska Air, an airline stock, which there was a time in my investing career you couldn't have paid me to invest in an airline stock, this one has quietly been a top performer over the years. They've done something right. They're like Southwest Airlines, love, which has also been a top performer over the years. Alaska Airline gets a performance grade of A. Okay, now we're comparing an airline stock with chip stocks, internet stocks, social media stocks, biotechs, and how does it hold up against that severe and fierce competition? It gets an A. It does just fine, thank you. In fact, it gets a performance grade better than most high-flying technology stocks. Over the last 12 months, Alaska Air is up 65%, while the market's up 22%. And when you take a look at the valuation of Alaska Air, it's still a quite reasonably priced stock. And here's why, in my book. The stock is currently trading at 11.5 times forward earnings. This all comes from my app, Best Stocks Now, which goes out every day, crawls through the web, crawls under barbed wire, crawls through tunnels, gathers this information, and puts it in a very nice, neat little package that, you know, really, I think they could teach this in first and second grade. They should. People would be better investors by the time they get to 12th grade and college and are working for big companies and have 401ks, etc. Alaska is trading at 11.5 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 12.5, meaning it's trading at a slight little discount to its growth rate. We see that in what's called a very simple PEG ratio. It's all we're doing is comparing 11.5 with 12.5, which is the greater of the two. The growth rate is greater of the two. Therefore, we're going to have a PEG ratio of less than 1. And the PEG ratio that I have right now is 0.92. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Furthermore, when I take the earnings estimates next year of $7.24, boy, that's some powerful earnings. I guess when I pay for that extra little suitcase or that carry-on or that pillow or that bag of peanuts. It all adds up these days. The airlines have learned how to be profitable. I come up with the target price of about $139 on Alaska Air. It passes my value test. It passes my performance test. And out of 3,835 stocks, it comes in at number 104. And it's a stock that I own in my income and growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here during this hour. I try to pack these shows with as much useful information as I possibly can. I don't skate around the issues. I go right to the center, the core of the issues in the stocks and the markets, and to give you my honest, unvarnished opinions of them. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm reporting the facts, my observations. I'm telling you, letting you know what I'm doing in the market. You could do whatever you want to do in the market. I still see this as a market this year in 2014, which is very much different from the market that we had in 2013. By this time last year, we were up 6 or 7%. And we were well on our way to a 29% gain overall in the S&P 500. And this year, we're out of the gate, and we're stumbling and bumbling along. And basically, the S&P 500 is flat for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a little bit. The emerging markets continue to submerge. The NASDAQ continues to carry the weight of the entire market on its shoulders. The bond market's been a little bit more favorable, but I think it's just a sucker's rally that has sucked some people back in, and I think interest rates are going to head back up. Might see interest rates over 3% before the year's over. I'm not a very good predictor of interest rates, but I don't know. I just weigh the facts in my mind, and I see the taper, and I see the Fed backing away from buying said bonds, and we'll just have to see if that support is still there. Now, if the markets get really scary and spooky again, then interest rates are going to go down. And if the markets continue to thrive, it would seem to me that money's going to keep leaving the bond market. And, of course, the bond market's losing its biggest supporter in the Fed, which has been gobbling them up month by month, and they're tapering back and eventually will be gone from the bid side of that trade. And so I'm not a real big fan of the bond market. And at the same time, we have a market that's basically going sideways. And the answer to that is what I said over the weekend in the newsletter. It's the individual stocks that you choose right now. And I gave several examples over the weekend of stocks that are blowing up to new highs. I've already talked about two today. Tesla, which is up like 28 bucks a share today. A stock that I own in my my conservative growth large cap accounts. I talked about Alaska Air, which is a dividend player. It's hitting a new all-time high. So sideways markets be damned as far as they're concerned. I just started going through my database. I stumbled upon Actavis, ACT, a $39 billion drug company that I also own in my conservative growth accounts. It's hitting a new all-time high today. So really and truly, it is more than ever a stock picker's market. If you're an index investor, you know, you're slightly down this year or even. If you're an asset allocator this year, you're going nowhere, which is basically kind of where you go every year. You never make too much, you never lose too much, and in the end, it just all kind of evens out. Not too much to write home about. Instead, I like to zero in. I like to focus on those areas of the market that are flourishing right now. You know, it almost seems like on a daily basis there's some drug stock that's getting good news from the FDA. I don't own this stock, but I see Intermune today, ITMN, which closed yesterday at $12 per share. Today it's $32 per share. So there's definitely some intrigue and a little bit added element of excitement in buying drug and biotech stocks. It does cut both ways, however. I've seen stocks that have been clobbered because their drug didn't live up, wasn't any better than the placebo, which is never good news when you're a drug developer. But you don't have to have the high-flying, highfalutin biotechs in this market. You know, we just talked about Alaska Air, which is just a basic type of company that owns airlines that carries people around the country and has delivered 20% returns quietly to investors over the years, over the last 10 years, between their dividends and their capital gains. So you know what? It's a stock picker's market. My app, the Best Stocks Now app, as it's named, is designed to do just that, to ferret out the best stocks now. There is no mechanical system. I mean, just buying number one and number two and number three, you still have to have the human element. You still have to have the human touch. I had this discussion yesterday with the client. He says, how do you know when to sell a stock? Do you have an automatic number if it goes down to this? If it goes down 6%, 7%, you automatically sell? You know what? There's nothing automatic in any of this. There's nothing mechanical in any of this. You still have to use good common sense. And even though another lady asked me, how come you don't own your number one ranked stock right now? And I said, well, there could be several reasons. It could be that I don't like the chart. It could be that I don't like the quality of the stock. Sometimes some little junky stocks show up because they have the performance that all of a sudden has propelled them to number one. And I take a look at them. I say, you know what? I just don't know that I'm that interested in a company that does that for a living. So there is nothing automatic. But let me just tell you this. If you just focus on those top 200 or 300 on the weekend or during the week and you forget about the rest, that surely does make your job a lot easier when you can eliminate about 3,600 different things and not even have to look at them or worry about them. Instead, focus your time shopping in the aisles where the best stocks are. And, you know, that last little critical bit of decision in the decision-making process for me is that one-year technical chart. I don't like to buy stocks that are too extended to the upside. Sometimes they get away, the horse is out of the barn, and I missed them. I never buy stocks in downtrends. I don't really like sideways trends. I like to see a catalyst, something that all of a sudden gets the pot bubbling and ready to boil over. And I saw that yesterday in Tesla. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes you just get lucky, and it's one of the biggest winners in the market today. So there's a lot that goes into it, but the bottom line is this. Despite what the markets are doing, there's always a collection on a relative basis of 150 to 300 stocks that are flourishing in today's marketplace. And, of course, the idea is finding them, fishing in that area and trying to pull up some trophy fish on a weekly, monthly basis. And we've done a lot of that here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. You can talk to us about my investment management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.